AI continuously analyzes supplier risk indicators, allowing businesses to act early and avoid disruption. So even you have placed an order, but imagine that there is a likelihood of a disruption or there is a disruption, it can forewarn you and it'll urge you, or it may take action to actually prevent a shortage or a stockout by, you know, placing orders on another supplier who does not face a similar predicament. AI-driven risk assessment reduces supplier failures and mitigates the losses, because the risk assessment, you have eliminated the suppliers, you know, where you see a risk of environmental compliance, labor laws, other local regulations, etc., or who are at a risk of, let's say, insolvency. So you are choosing, firstly, the suppliers who carry less risk, and even the risk that we see, which can be in terms of logistics, etc., those are mitigated. AI-based risk predictions. So financial risk assessment, AI evaluates credit ratings, financial health, and market conditions. So even there are credit rating by certain organizations, AI can also, evaluate these credit ratings to assess the health of the supplier. Operational risk detection, AI reviews production capacity, supply timelines, and disruption history. So it looks at the past records and the disruption history. How many times disruptions have occurred, how long they have occurred, and what are the reasons for the same, whether they are internal or they are external reasons. Geopolitical risk evaluation, AI scans news, government policies, and economic reports for the regional risk. So geopolitical risks, we have already seen, it could be unrest, war-like situations, or internal strife, etc. Natural language processing extracts financial ratios from reports, automating the risk assessment. So also, you know, from financial reports like balance sheet, etc., if it's a private limited company or it's a public limited company, this kind of reports are available, and NLP will actually analyze these to know exactly how healthy a company or a supplier is. AI monitors supplier news, social media trends, and alerts flagging instability. So whenever it finds that there is something alarming, it will immediately flag it so that the dependence on this kind of a supplier can be reduced, or you can put less eggs in those basket. Dynamic risk scoring ensures continuous updates, preventing unexpected failure. So also the risk scoring is not a one-time activity. It's dynamic in nature. So it could be that today a supplier may be rated as low risk, but maybe going forward, it can become a high-risk company. So the assessment of the supplier is a dynamic activity, and it's being constantly being done. We have seen that many companies which were doing extremely well in the past have gone bust in just a couple of years. And this is the reason why the risk assessment has to be dynamic in nature. AI-powered negotiation and contract management. So AI optimizes supplier negotiations and ensuring favorable contract terms with minimal risk exposure. It looks at your past contracts. It looks at what are the challenges that you've been facing. And based on these, it can suggest either changes or addition to the contractual terms. AI enhances contract security and eliminates costly error. So even human errors can be eliminated with the use of AI. And, since AI goes by logic, so it will ensure that your organization, the risks are covered adequately, and your organization is secured through the contract. So AI-driven contract review and risk detection. Automated contract analysis. So AI scans agreements to highlight key clauses and payment terms. It can read and understand key terms of the contract, etc. Compliance checking. AI ensures contracts adhere to corporate policies and legal regulations. So the contract may contain conditions that the supplier must comply with. Based on the actual performance, it will also check whether the supplier has been complying with those conditions or not. Risk flagging via NLP. So AI detects potentially unfavorable terms, enabling early intervention. So legally, if there are some terms which are unfavorable to the buying organization, which is your business, then it will flag those terms and it will ask you to either remove those terms or change those terms to make it less unfavorable. AI enhances negotiation outcomes by analyzing market trends and past agreements. It keeps you better informed about the market development, what are the future trends, so that suppose you understand that certain materials, the prices are going to fall maybe in the coming quarters. AI will actually forewarn you so that you don't get into a long-term agreement or a long-term contract where the price is frozen. So thus, it can help you negotiate a better outcome. AI-driven negotiation strategies strengthen supplier agreements and cost optimization. So the example we saw, how it will prevent you from entering into long-term agreement. The converse thing is true, that if the prices are expected to go up, so in such cases, it will actually coax you and suggest that you go for a long-term contract with a fixed price so that you get benefited in the process. So what are the key AI-powered negotiation tools? So one is negotiation insights. AI reviews historical contracts and supplier performance to refine the pricing tactics. So you find that the supplier has been failing on, let's say, deliveries, etc. Maybe some of these things can be used to negotiate better commercial terms or other terms to overcome this kind of a debacle, or to it's like a barter where simply because they have not been performing to the mark, you are asking them for a lower price or something. Automated offer evaluation. So AI assists procurement teams in structuring initial offers and counter offers. So based on the information that AI gathers from the market, from the news portals, from the industry trends, etc., it can evaluate the offers and make counter offers. So it can help you also negotiate better commercial terms in terms of price, etc. Negotiation simulation. So AI models potential negotiation scenarios, preparing teams for discussion. So when you are negotiating with the supplier, it can show you the various simulated scenarios so that you are prepared regarding how the supplier may argue their case and how you can counter them. So thus it will help you to negotiate better in terms of the future market trends or the cost trend of the major raw material of the suppliers. AI-powered contract automation and compliance monitoring. So AI automates contract execution and ensures compliance with regulation. We have seen this, how it does this. It's more of a statement. AI-powered contract automation reduces legal risk and improves procurement efficiency. We have seen how it assesses whether all the relevant points are covered in the contract. And if something is missed out, like for example, we have had cases, you know, where we had a contract and there was no exit clause. So obviously somebody noticed it and then it was introduced. So every contract or every agreement has to have a exit clause, so that when things don't go right or for some reason you want to discontinue the product or discontinue the material, then you should be in a position to give a notice to the supplier and you should be able to end the contract. So AI will ensure that all the key points and the key legal clauses are included. So AI applications and contract management, template-based contract generation. So AI automates drafting using predefined templates, reducing legal workload. So based on the category, so, you know, whether what kind of material are you buying? Are you buying a assembled, you know, thing like a car engine or a transmission? Or are you buying a raw material? Are you buying a monomer? So there may be some certain standard templates which cover all the contractual needs. So by doing so, you know, it reduces the workload on the legal team. Automated compliance tracking. So AI continuously monitors contract performance, triggering alerts for deadlines or breaches. So it will also monitor whether the conditions laid out in the contract are being complied with. And if there are any breaches or non-compliance, it will give you the alert. AI-driven procurement goes beyond traditional automation, introducing intelligent predictive analytics and operational efficiency. We have seen how this happens. These points are more of a repetition, so I don't want to go and, you know, repeat or explain the same thing over and over again. Organizations using AI in procurement eliminate manual inefficiencies, reduce errors, and accelerate workflow. So as we said, you know, it speeds up the operations, reduces the errors, and that is where we say it is accelerating the workflow. AI transforms procurement into a data-driven, proactive, and optimized function. So we have seen how it does it, because it is data-driven, is very, very objective. It is not subjective, no gut feeling. Key advantages of AI in procurement operations. So what are the advantages that we derive from AI in procurement? Automates PO processing, streamlines PO workflows, reducing approval delays. So again, quickly, what would probably take few hours or a day will happen within seconds. Uses predictive analytics to optimize procurement timing. So the moment there is a change in the production scheduling, etc., or demand forecasting, it will immediately take action as far as procurement is concerned. Leverage intelligent chatbots for supplier and employee support. So whenever the supplier needs any clarification or there is a query, it will immediately respond to those using information available with the AI system. Enhances accuracy with AI-powered invoice matching. So we saw in invoice processing, it's quickly matching invoice with the purchase order. So whether the invoice price is the same as what is mentioned in the purchase order, any other conditions which are mentioned, and also the invoice matches with the GRN, the goods receipt note, and it will process the payment with minimum human intervention. Machine learning for PO creation and approval workflows. Intelligent requisition processing. So AI automatically verifies purchase requisitions, ensuring compliance and completeness. So we already talked about this, that the moment the demand forecast is derived, and based on the demand forecast, the operations schedules, etc., are drawn up, the bill of materials are drawn up, it will automatically generate the purchase requisitions. And once the requisitions, which may be auto generated or can be manually generated, you know, by the operations team, AI automatically verifies the purchase requisitions, ensuring compliance and completeness. So it will check whether all the information provided there are complete or not. Preferred supplier and contract terms are checked before routing for approval. So you may already have the contracts in place. So once the contracts are in place, it will immediately release the PO generation. So automated PO generation. AI identifies recurring orders and predicting inventory needs, triggering POs dynamically. So based on your running products, it knows what are the products or what materials are required on a recurring basis. So it will choose or distribute the orders between the suppliers based on the assessment of the suppliers. Reduces human workload, ensuring swift procurement cycles. We've already seen this, that human beings, tend to take a certain amount of time. The AI system doesn't take any time. So it happens in real time and it happens within a fraction of a second. Smart approval routing. So AI learns approval patterns dynamically, forwarding PO to appropriate approvers. So in some cases, there may be a manual approval which is still required to basically avoid any errors, etc. So in such cases, the depending upon the value of the purchase order, because organization have different seniority for approval of different PO. Normally, the low value POs will go to the middle managers and the high value PO will go to the top managers. So it will automatically forward the PO for approval to the appropriate managers. Approval workflows adjust based on item category, supplier, and cost threshold, minimizing the delays, which is what we have just discussed, based on the category, supplier, and the cost threshold. AI-powered invoice processing and workflow automation. So automated data extraction with OCR and natural language processing. OCR and natural language processing, so they are hand in hand. OCR basically converts physical data, the printed text, into a digital text. NLP will interpret that into a AI interpretable language. So AI-powered optical character recognition scans the invoices, identifying supplier details, PO numbers, and payment terms. Natural language processing refines the data extraction, handling variations in the invoice format. So even if the invoice format from one supplier to the other is different, it will intelligently interpret it. So it will interpret who is the supplier, what is the material supplied, quantity supplied, what are the rates at which they have been supplied, and what is the total value which is payable, including taxation, etc. Automated invoice matching and verification. So as we said, in invoice processing, the invoice needs to be matched with the purchase order for the price, for the number of or quantity or the volume which is to be supplied. It has to be then compared with the goods receipt note by the warehouse as to what is the quantity they have received and whether all the quantity has been accepted as good. So AI compares invoices with purchase orders and goods receipt, detecting discrepancies instantly, minimizes manual verification effort, thus improving the efficiency and the accuracy. Exception handling and automated resolution. So AI flags payment discrepancies, routing issues to the appropriate team. So many a cases, if there is a discrepancy, it will escalate it to the appropriate team. So in case you have seen that there is a purchase order which was for X quantity and the quantity received is much more than that. So in such a case, the system cannot process the payment and make a payment which is more than the purchase order value. So in such a case, a human intervention or approval authorization may be necessary. Ensures swift corrections, preventing financial errors. So it quickly will act based on the intervention or the inputs provided by the authority to whom the escalation has been made. Predictive analytics for optimized order timing and inventory management. So AI-driven predictive analytics enables precise procurement decisions, improving inventory efficiency. Demand-driven ordering, AI forecasts optimal PO timing based on historical consumption patterns, demand fluctuations, and lead times, reducing stockout and overstock issue. So when we say demand-driven ordering, what it does is, it looks at what is the inventory available within the system of the finished product, of the raw material, and it will net out all these and look at what is the quantity required to fulfill the orders on hand. And that is what we call as a demand-driven ordering. Dynamic safety stock level. AI continuously adjusts safety stock thresholds, ensuring inventory resilience without excessive surplus. So in the traditional systems, the safety stocks are manually worked out and then they are updated in the ERP system. Of course, there are certain ERP systems which can do this dynamically. But AI does this dynamically. So it is constantly looking at the volatility in terms of consumption and volatility in terms of the transit or lead time, I would say. And based on these two parameters, it will decide what is the kind of a safety stock which is required for every material. AI-powered chatbots for procurement support and issue resolution. So AI-driven chatbots enhance communication and streamline support across procurement functions. We have already seen how suppliers, when they raise a query, the chatbot will actually interact with the supplier and provide the necessary clarification required by them. Supplier self-service, AI chatbots provide instant updates on PO status, payment, and delivery schedules, reducing procurement workload. So just like we saw in case of courier, how you can find out what is the status of the delivery of a parcel or a document. Here, you can find out what is the status of a purchase order or status of a payment from supplier point of view and the delivery schedules that you have requested from the supplier. So thus, it reduces the procurement workload. Internal user support, AI assists employees with procurement queries, requisition guidance, and compliance checks. So the assistants not only help the suppliers, etc., the external agencies, but they also can provide guidance to the procurement team or the operations team. Issue triage and routing. AI analyzes supplier inquiries and directs them to appropriate procurement specialist, ensuring fast resolution. So imagine that there are certain communications or there are inquiries from the supplier which requires again human intervention. So in such a case, AI will direct it to the person concerned so that they can address the issue quickly. So here are some of the AI platforms, procurement platforms, which are actually in use. I would suggest that you go through them because this will be more of just reading through this list. So these are some of the platforms. Zycus is there, SAP Ariba, which is quite popular. Copa is there, GP Smart is there. These are again a list of the supplier collaboration platforms where supplier and buyer can collaborate, and you can find suppliers on these platforms. People can register on it, so they are something like a e-commerce for the B2B businesses. So to summarize, artificial intelligence is transforming procurement by automating routine tasks, analyzing large data sets, and enabling smarter decision making across the entire procurement lifecycle. So we have seen how it does this right from purchase requisition to, you know, selection of the supplier, down to, evaluating the supplier performance, etc., and even issuing of the purchase orders, automated, generation of the contracts and assisting in making the agreements, etc. Technologies such as machine learning, natural language processing, and predictive analytics streamline purchasing processes, optimize contract management, and enhance demand forecasting, leading to greater efficiency and cost savings. AI-driven automation reduces errors, speeds up approval, and ensures compliance, making procurement more agile and strategic rather than just a transactional function. So we have seen that how things which can take days or hours can be done in seconds, can be done error-free, and at the same time complying with all the relevant policies and regulations. In supplier relationship management, AI fosters deeper partnership by providing real-time monitoring and supplier performance, proactive risk detection, and enhanced collaboration tools. We have seen how that happens. AI-powered systems assess supplier reliability, predict potential disruptions, and enable swift corrective actions, improving overall supply chain resilience. We have debated on this, and we have seen how this is actually actualized. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.